100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So let's have ourselves a weekly challenge. I posted a topic and you came up with the stories, and well, this is what you came up with. The topic was a pick two where you selected blanket, center, west, boobs, salt, Kentucky, indigo, xylophone, and this is the result. Jeffrey, Serendipity, Muncie, Richard, Jeff, Tom, Lizzie, Tura, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Isn't that exciting? Let's hear some stories. I know you just... What's with the you know? What's the point? So, blah, 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 all kinds of things in the headlines. Rant, rant, rant. And yeah, screw that. Let's hear some stories.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 543, and it's a pick two this week. My first story is called, I'm with the Band. Sally played the oboe. She wanted to play in the high school marching band, but the band had no need for her instrument. Mr. Ryan, the director, suggested she learn another one. How about the xylophone? Asked Sally. Mr. Ryan looked at her chest. In a purely professional way, of course. He wasn't certain this would work, but gave his assent. At band practice, some of the boys laughed as Sally tried to strap on the bulky instrument over her breasts. Mr. Ryan told her not to let those boobs bother her. The boys, of course, he clarified. Perhaps not surprisingly, Sally entered xylophone with a hit of the season. And my second story is called Spelling Counts. The world is shrinking is a cliche, but the globe doesn't seem like it's lost any size when one is stuck on an airplane. An old friend sent a mysterious text to meet him at the Frankfurt airport, so I hopped on the next flight out. When I staggered off, bleary-eyed, I couldn't find him in the waiting area. I texted, "In Frankfurt, where are you?" His reply was quick. I'm a little west of you, in Kentucky. Damn autocorrect changed the O to a U. I'm sure I'll laugh about this one day. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Colonel Sanders' 11 secret herbs and spices that flavor Kentucky Fried Chicken batter aren't quite so secret once you've spent some time behind the scenes in one of his kitchens. Most of what goes into the recipe is plain old salt. You probably guessed that anyway. The remaining 10 ingredients are a little more exotic. There's a fair helping of saliva and snot, dispensed by disgruntled, underpaid employees. A shot of fresh blood from the multitude of cut fingers, stray hairs, and the tears of young waitresses unable to pay their way. You really don't want to know the rest.
Greetings, Goon Squad. Munzee here with a story that will tell you way too much about what I'm into. Not that I'll let that stop me. Too Much Too Soon by Christopher Monroe. I fell out of the bed and onto the floor, completely naked. As she pulled the blanket up to cover herself, suddenly embarrassed where moments before she'd been so uninhibited. I shrugged at her, trying to play it off as though it were nothing, but I could already tell it wasn't going to fly. "You promised you wouldn't make it weird," she said, reproachfully, and I had to admit, it had gotten weird. I'd made it weird. "What can I say?" I told her sheepishly. "I like my women like I like my margaritas. Completely covered in salt." Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. And now I bid you fond farewell, Goon Squad, that I might go on with my week, and you might ponder what you've learned.
Good morning. It's Richard here. And hopefully you're all there. And if you're not all there, well, don't worry too much about it. I've picked two as per the instructions. I've chosen salt and boobs. And my story is called Slammers. I'll never drink tequila again. Blame that night in some nameless strip joint down Mexico Way. It started with regular slammers and then progressed to irregular ones. Somehow, we talked one of the girls into joining us. The idea was simple. Lick the salt off her boobs, take the shot, retrieve the lime from her lips, no hands of course, and slam the glass. After my seventh shot, things went badly wrong. I licked the lime, poured the shot on her lips, took the salt, and slammed her boobs. Needless to say, the local roughnecks then slammed me. True story. Or maybe not. Who knows? Who cares? I'm off. Goodbye.
Hi people, Tom here. My story tonight is called A Love Supreme. Jack played the xylophone. He got Coltrane, something I never fully got. Jack did this thing with a box of Morton salt and a black light. Up and down the scales, the crystals would dance in the light. Each note had an off-center ring that decayed in an off-center measure. Damn near put you into an altered state. Worked amazingly well live, but never showed up on the master tracks. Folks didn't seem to mind. It was the mark of a true fan to come down to the club to listen. Tried it on my bass. Didn't work. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The truck traveled slowly, attracting unwanted attention was the last thing Indigo wanted. Released after 20 years in prison and, he steals a truck. He walked around the corner and there it was, keys in the ignition, begging to be stolen. When Indigo spotted the police behind him, he knew he was in trouble. However, it was only when they lifted the blanket that he realized how serious it was. In the back, there was the body of one of the jurors in his trial. He sighed. He'd have plenty of time to figure out who had framed him. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tour of Rosino here. And for this pick too, I have a story about indigo salt. Every product wants to be a commodity, but a new breed of entrepreneurs is turning conventional wisdom on its head. Our latest project is Indigo Salt, says Senza Sordino, a 20-something graduate of Udemy and Kickstarter. No foodstuff is naturally blue, you see, so blue salt makes it less appetizing, so you'll use less salt. It ticks every box. Healthy, organic, vegan, sustainable, chemical-free, our little in-joke, nut-free, ditto, and the key essential, a 2,000% markup. Our next project might be water filtered through billion-year-old rock, Sordino continues. Make anything expensive enough, and enough people will think it's worth it.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 453. I swear, I don't know why I do that. 543, with a prompt of pick two. Well, here's my story. Mickey ran his tin cup along the bars of his cell like a monotonal xylophone. He walked to the center of the cell and wrapped an indigo blanket around his bare shoulders, waiting for the observers to enter. Two men walked toward the bars.
"I'm Dr. West, and this is my assistant Harold Salt," the first said. "I have some questions."
"You're a couple of boobs. But I'm in here and you're out there. Ask away," Mickey sneered.
Salt squinted at Mickey.
"Don't you work at Kentucky Fried?"
"Nope.
Chicken King," Mickey said. "That proves it. You are boobs."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Most kids got caught using a flashlight to read dirty magazines under the blanket. But when I was a kid, I would play the xylophone. I tried to be quiet, mind you, but there were times when the music would take me over, and I'd be hammering away like a maniac.
"Why can't you be like the other kids?"
my dad would say, grabbing the xylophone and handing me a stack of dirty magazines. I'd sigh, turn on the flashlight, pull down my pajama pants, and dread all of the lawns I'd have to mow to afford to buy another xylophone.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the pick two topics. I won't list them again because, well, unless you're running late and you need reminding of it, well, go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's up there somewhere. Thank you all for being a part of this, whether you listened, you wrote a story, you recorded it, you sent it in. It takes time, it takes effort, and those folks that keep coming back over and over, week after week, I hope this is a good thing for you. I keep asking this. And I hope you enjoy it and that it actually helps with whatever writing you're doing. And if you find that you want to write more on that particular topic, keep writing. And I'm sure that there are podcasts like Drabblecast or Fantasy This or whatever that out there. Just search for it. It's out there. And you can send to them or be a part of a writing group. And yeah, it's exciting and fun. You dream, you create. Okay, maybe I don't edit that much, but whatever. So I will see y'all next week when the topic is underwear. Take care, and most importantly, keep it brief.